So many birds look alike, and it could be challenging to differentiate some from each other. An example would be the stork and the heron, who look so much alike that you will have a hard time making out the difference on a regular day. However, we will point out the differences in this article so you can spot them for yourself the next time the opportunity presents itself. Comparing stork and herons. The key differences between stork and herons. The key differences between stork and herons are in their appearance, size, and family. Surprisingly, these look-alike birds belong to different families. The stork belongs to the Ciconiidae family, while the heron belongs to the Ardeidae family. Stork versus heron, size. The two birds differ in size. The stork measures 39 to 45 inches in length, 39 to 49 inches in height, 6.2 to 7.3 pounds in weight, and has a wingspan of 86.6 to 126 inches. On the other hand, the heron measures 8.9 to 14.2 inches in length, 34 to 55 inches in height, 3.3 to 6.6 pounds in weight, and has a 66 to 91 inches wingspan. Stork versus heron, morphology. The stork and heron have striking differences in their appearance. The stork has a long and stout bill that's curved at the tip and leads into its scabby head. It also has a long straight neck that joins up with its football-like body, which runs down to its long legs and is also blessed with long and broad wings that enable it to soar in the sky. Contrary to the stork's appearance, the heron has a short and thick dagger-like bill that runs into its small bald head. Its S-shaped neck, which is rather incredible to behold, joins its head to the rest of its body from which its broad and rounded wings and long legs extend. Stork versus heron, habitat. These two birds have one thing in common: they can be found worldwide. The stork can be found in freshwater wetlands, lakes, and ponds all over Africa, Asia, Central America, Eurasia, Europe, North America, Oceania, and South America. Similarly, the heron can be found in all the listed locations as the stork and is endemic to wetlands and marshes. Stork versus heron, social behavior. The social behavior of both birds varies in more ways than one and is a hub of differences between the two species. Storks vary in their social behavior as there are many species of these birds. So it's possible to find some solitary, some in loosely close associations, while others live in social groups. These birds can be very defensive of their territories during the mating season. The stork has one mate all through its lifetime. However, the heron has some differences in its social behavior compared to its look-alike. Herons are solitary birds that are highly territorial and can go to great lengths to display this. If one heron meets a less dominant heron at a hunting ground, it's likely to chase it away. However, there tends to be some tolerance in some species during hunting. These birds are not always loners as they are often found in groups called rookeries during the mating season. There are also nest defense traits exhibited among some species of the heron, the great blue heron being a perfect example of this. These birds are known to be very territorial when nesting and feeding. Herons are not known to mate for life, even though they have incredible mating habits. Stork versus heron, nest building. Male and female storks combine efforts to build nests. The nests are usually big and are built to be used over the years. Interestingly, they build on trees using sticks and can consider other building sites when trees are not available. They also like to build around water sources, making it easier to feed and groom their young. The heron, on the other hand, also builds really large nests. The female builds the nest while the male stands guard over the territory. The nest is made from sticks, moss, grass, and pine needles and can be built in varying spaces, including trees, bushes, or on the ground. Stork versus heron, diet. Both birds are carnivores and love to hunt, particularly fish. The stork diet includes insects, amphibians, small mammals, bird eggs, fish, and crustaceans. On the other hand, the heron feeds on fish, insects, and mollusks. Stork versus heron, predators. Unfortunately, storks and herons are on the lower end of the food chain and have predators to contend with daily. The stork is prey for the striped skunks, vultures, corvids, and grackles. Similarly, the heron is food for the crows, raccoons, hawks, and eagles.